Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, Dr. Jen Donahue. Jen Donahue is the founder of J.L. Donahue Engineering, a globally recognized seismic analysis and engineering firm. She's a veteran, a 25-year veteran of the Navy. I don't know how you joined the Navy in the sixth grade, but apparently she did. She's got all kinds of letters on the end of her name, her board certification. And she's worked all around the world helping people solve engineering infrastructure challenges. She's recognized on many levels and also made her way in many, many male-dominated fields. And she's here to talk to us about some of that right now. Jen Donahue, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. So great to have you here. Thanks.
It's good to have you here, and we're thank you for your service. I appreciate it very much. Jen, talk to us a little bit about where your career has taken you. I want the audience to hear some of the exciting things you've done. You've worked in or over or around, virtually if not physically, in Iran, in the Middle East, in Japan, and countries like that, helping them solve problems. Give us a little tour of that.
Absolutely. It all started out at Texas A&M. So I'm an Aggie, and I was an ocean engineer. And I had so much angst whenever I was young. I was like, I have to get out, and I have to go see the world. I wasn't ready to just go and get a job down in Houston. I was like, I've got to get out. I've got to go see things. And so I joined the Navy. And from there, I got to go to Guam and Puerto Rico. I did drilling and blasting in Alaska, which... it really was a blast, and I had such a wonderful time in the Navy. After I got off of active duty, I stayed within the reserves, but I went out and did a lot of construction management, but I got called back into the Navy. I went to Iraq in 2007 and 2008, where we built expeditionary bases for the Marine Corps,
mm-hmm.
like way out in the deserts near Syria.
Well, what's an oceanographer doing, ocean engineer doing in the middle of the desert? Explain that.
It was a little bit of a sidetrack. So I joined the Civil Engineer Corps, which is very similar to ocean engineering. It's just we're building things on land instead of in the ocean.
Yeah.
So that was basically how that all worked out. But so I wound up building things and on land, and that's what took me over to Iraq. And we built roads and bases and water wells and all kinds of really interesting things while we were there.
Right.
I decided to go back and get my master's and PhD in earthquake engineering, because earthquake engineering was just like ocean engineering, because you're on land, but now things are shaking a whole lot, just like in the ocean.
Right.
So, from there, I got pulled to go on a couple of earthquake reconnaissance teams. And so right after the big magnitude 9 earthquake in Japan,
mm-hmm.
I was called to go over there right after the earthquake to go take a look at what failed and what didn't fail so that we can make our own buildings more resilient.
Right.
And
what did you learn? What was
right?
the one thing you learned from that event?
This is going to sound really nerdy.
The average person can benefit from. Say again.
So what we learned is that there are certain types of soils that will hold water more after an earthquake. And so it's like walking on jello.
Right.
And this was several days afterwards. And so how do you build on something like that?
Right.
So we're analyzing some of these soils that we've never seen before,
mm-hmm.
so that we can use that information to try to better our own building.
So you don't want to build a building on soil that turns into quicksand when water hits it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we learned that that's being studied right now. Since I was still in the reserves, I got called back to active duty again, and I went to Afghanistan. And so I was over there, and we were, again, building bridges and combat outposts. But we were also doing a lot of training with the Afghan military to try to make them more like us so that they could build for their own military, mm-hmm. so that we could withdraw, and they mm-hmm. would be self-sustaining. So once I got back from there, I decided, you know what, I need to start my own company. And in 2017, I started my own seismic company and been having a great time ever since.
So here's a quick question. I got to go to a break in 30 seconds. How often were you the only woman in the room on the plane in the desert, as far as the eye could see? In the how often?
Pretty much every single time.
Every single time. We're going to talk about that after the break, folks. Didn't hold her back, obviously, and she kept getting invited back. You know what that means, right? It means she did a good job. 22, I'm Jim Blassen, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.